With speculation swirling about vice presidential aspirations, Greg Abbott says he'll be seeking re-election to governor in 2026. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting the new week with the Texas Minute. A school superintendent's been caught on tape saying his district violates election laws when they think it's important. Just imagine what they're teaching the kids. More on that coming up. Houston Mayor John Whitmire and the city's Professional Firefighters Association have reached a tentative agreement to end the city's eight-year-long labor dispute. The Greater Houston Partnership has estimated that the back pay associated with the firefighters' dispute could be as high as $500 million. Reportedly, both the city and the firefighters have made compromises to reach the agreement, but details haven't yet been made public. The North Austin Aquatics League has updated its handbook to allow children to choose which sex they want to compete against. The changes will mean boys can choose to compete against girls. The league changed the terms in accordance with the national U.S. swimming policy to address so-called gender-diverse athletes. The USA swimming policy also recommends that gender-confused athletes be allowed to use the locker rooms, changing facilities, restrooms, and even hotel accommodations that are consistent with their gender identity. A leaked audio recording has revealed the Huffman Independent School District superintendent urging fellow administrators to support all 16 anti-school choice Republicans in the GOP primary. The full audio was provided to Texas Scorecard by someone who was in the meeting. In the audio, Superintendent Benny Swallow can be heard railing against Governor Greg Abbott before urging administrators to vote for the Republicans who helped Democrats kill the Texas GOP education reform agenda. He also ordered district staff to create a list of the challenged politicians and distribute it for easy voting reference. Shockingly, Superintendent Swallow can be heard admitting that the district has verged close to the line of electioneering in the past when it, quote, had a cause like this that was that important, end quote. So, Mr. Swallow, you tell your students to follow the rules only when it suits them? Oh boy. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Governor Greg Abbott is tamping down on speculation that he may join President Donald Trump as his running mate, saying he plans on running for re-election as governor in 2026. Trump himself fueled the speculation in an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News last week. The president said Abbott was on his short list of candidates for vice president. Now, should Abbott run for and win a fourth term as governor, he would surpass Rick Perry's record-breaking 14 years in office. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. The Texas Minute is produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. Today's stories were based on original reporting by Charles Blaine, Emily Medeiros, Luca Cacciatore, and Brandon Waltons. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Go make it a great Monday.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.